It's certainly one of the more unique names for a town in the country. Interestingly, no one knows for sure how it got its title. But one thing is sure, the town receives plenty of attention. The story of that place and its famous citizens are this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Wahoo, Nebraska is certainly one of the more unique names for a town in this country. But as Aaron Hauser at the Saunders County Historical Society will tell you, no one knows for sure how it got its name.
There's one that it's named after a bush that translated called Wahoo. Another one is that it's a Native American term for, I think, hilly. Another one is that there was a blacksmith named Wahoo. There are several different versions, and it's kind of been lost to history.
Of course, the town received much notoriety when it became part of one late-night comedian's regular routine.
For a while there, we were the home office of David Letterman. In fact, the home office is still here. If you want to go see it, it's on 5th Street. There still is actually a phone booth around, so yeah, that's where the home office is.
It's still a draw for people to find Wahoo.
There are people who stop in and say, hey, you know, where's... You know, David Letterman used to mention this. The other famous men are also bring people to town as well. We have this movie producer, Daryl Zanuck, and a composer, Howard Hanson, a scientist, David Beadle, and an artist, C.W. Anderson.
In fact, those men have combined to win Oscars, Pulitzer Prizes, and a Nobel Prize, some of which are on display at the museum here. Not bad for a town of about 4,000. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.